Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. It's Leanne and Garwin Lenander again this morning talking about money. Always an enjoyable thing to talk about when you have money. It's not enjoyable when you're broke.
And no, you kind of cry then.
When we were first married. Leanne, let's talk a little bit about saving for retirement and probably the most difficult thing to start out with. And first of all, we better give our phone numbers or Bob will be in here hitting with a stick. My number is 651-436-3997.
And mine is 651-365-5000.
Okay, now Bob is happy.
Yes.
Yes, he's smiling at us.
Yes. The biggest problem with planning for retirement and planning for your money is probably longevity. How long did your family live? And so you don't know. And that's obviously a situation you don't know because typically they say that you're going to live 5 years longer than your eldest parent. Oh, I have my mother died at 99 and 6 months, and Leanne's mother died at 92.
90.
So,
and my dad died at 87.
So we've got longevity in our family, and our kids are going to have longevity, very likely. So we need to have a pool of money put together.
You need to make some plans early on to think not only about I'm going to retire from my company at 62 or 65. You've got to think beyond that because you're going to live longer than that.
Many people live longer in retirement than they live in their working years.
That longevity is a big thing when you plan your portfolios.
That's the tough part. That is the tough part to plan for because you really don't know.
The thing we hope you can count on is Social Security, and that's something that is in our system. It's been in our system a long time. They've been able to keep it in our system. It gives you a base. But the other thing is then, what is your portfolio like? What kind of retirement plans do you have? And we're going to go into this kind of thing because those are the things that you have to depend on when you retire. Social Security, we hopefully will be there. But we don't know. So you have to think about, if I don't have Social Security, what do I have to rely on? And it basically is your portfolio.
It's your money. Now, let's just take 1 30-second talk about Social Security. The question always is, when do I start Social Security? And my answer is, unless you have to have that money to live, delay it, delay it, and delay it. Because every year you delay it, your income is going to be raised 8%.
That's right. So you can take it at 62. You can look at 65.
Or if you're disabled earlier, but let's forget not go there.
But if you delay it till 70 and 70 and a half, you're going to increase your benefit, and that's an important factor.
So that's why I say delay, 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 if you can, financially. And many people come to me and say, I really would like to take it now. Why? Do you have other money? Well, yeah. Then don't take Social Security because you know you're going to get an 8% raise, and then you're going to get another 8%. So delay. But let's get off that. We've talked about that enough. So, Leanne, where should people be putting their money for retirement?
Well, one thing is if you are working for a company, you have the benefit of a retirement program, please look into it and take part in it. I know it's difficult to say, okay, I want to go into the retirement program, and people are already having their company putting in benefits. But if you can add benefits and you can go into your retirement program and put money into that retirement program, that's a double dose. You get your company putting money in, and you get to put money in. And that is a big benefit because they may put in like up to 6%, or they put it by share 3% with you. There's so many ways to look at it, but look at your retirement program. Do you have a 401k? Do you have a simple plan? Do you have...
What's a simple?
That's one of the retirement programs for the smaller companies.
Okay.
Or a SEP, whatever
What's
they have.
Well,
a simplified employee pension plan. And some of this is not available as much now.
Right, but they're out there.
But there are programs out there. So look at what's available and be sure, if nothing else, when you're starting out, see if you can't match the amount that they're going to put in for you. At least get a start. And I know you may have just gotten married. You may have just graduated from college, and you're thinking, oh, I don't have any money.
I don't have any money yet.
But even if you put $50 a month or $100 a month or so much a quarter, that little bit will help because it'll build over time. So start looking at the retirement program that you have available through your company, and then you can build from there.
Very difficult for young people because they've got so many other more important things to do because they got to have that car and they got to buy a house. But if you just put a little bit away, it is amazing, amazing how much that will grow. And particularly if the company is putting money away for you and they will match part of your contribution up to a certain point, you really, truly need to try to take advantage of that match. And what I mean by a match, if they're putting in $1,000 a year for you and you put in, and they'll match up to 6% of what you put in, then that's free money.
It'll build, and you won't notice it as much as you think you might.
Bob's got a question.
And since we're talking about young people, what do you tell a young person then if they have the student loans to pay off? Should you put everything towards those student loans, or should you still put a little bit into retirement at the same time you're paying those loans off?
Well, for one thing, I would look at, first of all, is the company going to match anything, or is the company going to put anything away? Then you don't have to put a huge amount in. You can start very small.
If you put 1%.
The point is you're going to have to sit down and plan a budget. Very, very carefully plan your budget and say, okay, I'm going to put this much towards the student loan, or I'm going to put this much towards my housing. You actually plan your budget and then look at what you've got available through your 401k or whatever, and then see if you can start putting a little bit at a time away. It will keep growing for you. It's just the idea that you need to get started, and you need to think about a budget. You need to plan accordingly.
Habit is the big thing to get in the habit of putting money away, because the young people always. I know we did it too. When we were first married, we were making big money, $4,600 a year each, and boy, that was wonderful. And we frittered it away.
We bought a house.
Well, I know, but we had
a family.
we bought other things. We went out to dinner more often than we needed to go.
Well, that was in the first year or two.
But anyway, we weren't very good about putting money away.
So, if you could tell your 20-year-old selves right now advice, you would tell them just what you're telling them right now.
Absolutely, everybody should be putting something away. It doesn't have to be a lot, but a little something will help.
The one thing that we never had to worry about was student loans,
right?
Because college was not as expensive as it is now. Things have changed in that whole area, which makes the retirement planning, when you've got loans out there, you're thinking retirement, you're thinking about getting rid of your bills. We never had to fight that because it didn't cost us that much to go to school. We were lucky. It didn't cost our kids that much. But now it's a whole different ballgame. And that's where the budgeting comes in. Also, I'm going to bring this up. If you have money and you're a grandparent, you can help that student when they get a job. There's ways they can actually help them by giving them a little extra money here or a little extra money there to pay towards your student loan as a gift, because you can gift. You have to be careful if you have student loans how you give the money, but there is ways to do it, and you can help that student when they get a job in different ways.
Totally legal ways we're talking
about.
You have to review what they've got. And you have to review what's legal and what isn't, and what you can give and what you can't give. You have to look at that.
Okay, Leah, let's go on a little bit. Where else can you take income from for retirement?
Well, you can set up your retirement program. And then beside the retirement program, you can look at going ahead and even dollar cost averaging, or put money in monthly into like a mutual fund program or a program that is holding ETFs and mutual funds or individual stocks and bonds, you can start with like $50 a month, and then you can expand it. And as you expand it and you put more money away, you are setting up a good way to plan diversification. And also, you get very comfortable in putting money away, and that's really, really important.
Is back to the habit again.
Getting back in that habit, getting yourself into a budget, getting yourself into a plan, because number one, if you're just getting married, okay, you've got to pay for the wedding, right? Then you're thinking about, well, I want to buy a new home down the line, or I need a car, or we're going to start a family. So you have to start planning accordingly right away and making a program up for yourself. And when you look at dollar cost averaging and when you look at building up for retirement, you look at where you can take your income from down the line. So you look at the fact that when I look at allocating my retirement program, I look at, okay, I'm going to invest bonds. I may do the blue chip stocks, which will pay dividends. I will look at the different mutual funds that will hold dividend paying stocks or hold stocks and bonds together, like the balanced funds. I will also look at what can I buy separately, and that can be something like the annuities, which could grow for you tax deferred until you go ahead and need to take an income from it later.
And that's one thing that people seem to forget, that that's a good way of squirreling money away, because you don't pay current taxes. You pay taxes only when you take the money out. So you can have a deferral growth of your money through an annuity. We've talked a lot about annuities, but let's go back to the dividends that are important for retired people, Leanne.
Well, you have to look at what will produce income. Bonds are one. They have interest. And the dividend-paying stocks, like the AT&T, the 3M, the big companies will share their profits, and they will produce dividends, and those dividends will go back in and reinvest. But when you look at retirement, they can pay those dividends to you directly. So dividends give you the opportunity to have extra growth there, because they're paying out the sharing of their
growth.
And they can either take it as income, or they can go ahead and reinvest it and make those mutual funds or individual stocks or ETFs get bigger and bigger. And therefore, that is something that you can use down the line for income purposes besides your retirement program with the 401k, your Social Security, or your annuity. It's an income-producing type of a program.
You have your senior clients, many of them, I wouldn't say most, but many of them have a lot of their money in dividend-paying stocks.
Right, because they want that income stream. And then another thing, if you're going to watch for taxes, there's a tax-exempt bond funds out there that Minnesota is really good about. And so they can get income that's not going to be taxed through that kind of a program, too.
So if we were down to encapsulate a little bit what we talked about, number one, you got to plan.
Plan appropriately.
Got to plan appropriately. If you don't have somebody, you need to sit down with somebody and have them draw you up a plan. And then start putting away. It's a habit. Put it away, put it away, put it away. It's amazing how many people get close to retirement and don't have enough money to bail out. And, of course, when it happened in 2008, there were a lot of people who had to delay their retirement because they just couldn't get out. So plan, plan, plan. So I want to thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show, Leanne.
The phone number is here, 651-365-5000 for me.
436-3997. Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts, now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else. Experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.